Chris comes in through the kitchen doors, and I make a run for it. I get through them just in time.
That was close.
I hide by the skirting board, my tail throbbing. I curl it round and take a look.
It's bleeding.
A good 2 inches have been chopped off the end. I hold it up as best I can and scurry back to my grandmother's table. I shimmy up one of her legs and land in her lap.
Grandma, I'm back. I did it. I put it all in.
Well done, my darling. Well done, you. The witches are at this moment eating their soup. Oh, my dear child, you've got blood on you. What happened?
One of the cooks cut off my tail with a carving knife.
Oh, does it hurt?
Just a bit.
Oh, let me look at it, you poor little thing.
She fishes a lace-edged handkerchief out of her bag and ties it around the end of my tail.
That should stem the bleeding.
Thank you, Grandmama.
You poured the whole bottle into the witch's soup?
Every drop.
This should be quite spectacular.
Can you lift me up so I can watch?
I'll pop you in my handbag and you can peep out when you want to. Bruno is in there as well, but take no notice of him. I gave him a roll to eat and that's keeping him busy. In you go.
Hello, Bruno.
This roll's okay. It would be nice if butter on.
I peer over the top of the handbag.
Can you see them clearly enough?
Yes.
They finished their soup. The waiter is taking the bowls away.
Even the Grand High Witch.
Even her. Such a small creature. Hard to believe she could kill you. She could kill any one of us with her white hot sparks. Get inside. The waiter's coming.
Your roast lamb, madam. And which vegetables would you like? Peas? Carrots?
Carrots, please. But no potatoes.
There. Enjoy your food, madam.
Thank you very much. It's all right. He's gone. You can poke your head out again.
No one's noticed me, have they?
I don't think so. My problem is I've got to talk to you without moving my lips.
You're doing it beautifully.
I've counted the witches. There aren't nearly as many as you thought. Were you just guessing when you said 200?
It seemed like 200.
I was wrong, too. I thought there were a lot more witches than this in England.
How many are there?
84.
There were 85, but one of them got fried.
Ah, Mr. Jenkins. How nice to see you again.
Where is that grandson of yours?
Excuse me?
My guess is that he and my son Bruno are up to no good.
Why do you think that?
Bruno hasn't turned up for his supper, and it takes a lot to make that boy miss his food.
I must admit he does have a very healthy appetite.
Are you in on this as well?
What on earth do you mean?
I don't know who the devil you are, and I don't much care. But you played a nasty trick on me and my wife this afternoon. You put a dirty little mouse on our table. That makes me think all three of you are up to something.
I see.
So if you know where Bruno is hiding, kindly tell me at once.
That mouse I tried to give you was your own son. I was trying to restore him to the bosom of his family.
What the blazes do you mean, madam? My son is not a mouse.
He's going to get nasty.
I can well understand your anger, Mr. Jenkins. Any other English father would be just as cross as you are. But over in Norway, where I come from, we are quite used to these sorts of happenings.
You must be mad, woman. Where is Bruno? If you don't tell me, I shall call the police.
Bruno is a mouse.
Bruno is most certainly not a mouse.
Oh, yes, I am.
Hello, Bruno. Have you finished eating?
For now. Hello, Dad.
Bruno?
Don't worry. It's not as bad as all that. Just as long as the cat doesn't get me.
Is it possible?
No more school. No more homework. I shall live in the kitchen cupboard and feast on raisins and honey.
Bruno, how did this happen?
Witches. The witches did it.
He can't be a mouse.
He is, Mr. Jenkins. Be nice to him.
Mrs. Jenkins will go crazy. She can't stand the things.
We shall just have to get used to him. I hope you don't keep a cat in the house.
We do. We do. Topsy is my wife's favorite creature.
Then you'll just have to get rid of Topsy. Your son is more important than your cat.
He certainly is.
Would you like to know who did this to him?
Yes.
That woman over there, the small woman in the black dress at the head of the long table.
She's our